tell me about George Lamb. He appeared to be doing quite well there.
Oh God. You know, there's quite a large number of ladies in the audience. I mean, as much as you would see at any large party, I guess. I mean, you know, like in a male-dominated industry, people have got dates, people have got friends, and I mean, there's loads of women here who are here because they're gamers. They love gaming and they're part of the industry themselves in one way or another, as journalists or whatever, PR. And they're just kind of gutted to sidelines like that. And a couple of women have actually come up and spoken to me about it because I'm very conspicuous sitting here with a laptop. And they're not very impressed. And Toby was very impressed by his ridiculous joke about the age of one of the contestants in the first tournament, because there's nobody here under 18. Gaming is not a prepubescent activity. It's not a juvenile activity, especially for a game with a rating like Call of Duty Black Ops. Who picked this man to comment on this game? Does he know anything about it?
It doesn't look like it, really. What did the game look like from what you saw of it?
It looked really amazing, big screen. You know, I've only seen it in small grabs so far, usually on YouTube. But up there, on their, you know, ridiculously expensive projector, it just looks fantastic, especially the vehicle sequence. The action in that was almost blinding. I imagine if you were actually playing it and immersed in the experience, it would almost be, you could not see what was happening in the periphery of the screen. It's crazy. So yeah, cool. Looking good.
So
people are loving it.
How many people are actually there then?
Oh, here. A good couple of hundred. It's not full to capacity. It's
right.
Not as packed in as I thought it would be. Maybe that's because it was kind of a strange event and the invite was a bit vague about what was going on.
Is it actually in the power station, is it?
Yes, it is. I took a couple of pictures that I just sent you. You go outside and there's like all these weird old like urban decay stuff going on.
Yeah.
They've put up some big enormous, I don't know if it's a tent or some sort of pavilion block or if it's a permanent structure in here. And it's really well heated in there. And they've got a smoker's deck with like these beautiful flame shaped heaters and whatever. Out here where I'm talking to, it's brass monkeys, let me tell you that.
All right, well, I'll let you get back inside then. So yeah, have a good time, and I'll speak to you in a bit.
All right, see ya.
All right, see you later, bye.